This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Eligibility for COVID-19 vaccine boosters in the United States is widening. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared a third dose of Pfizer's vaccine to people as young as 16 if it's been 6 months since their last shot. Hours after that decision, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lifted the last barrier, saying those teens should get their booster as soon as it's time. It's not yet clear if younger teens will need one. The U.S. and many other nations have been urging adults to get booster shots to pump up immunity that can wane months after vaccination. Those calls have intensified with the discovery of the new Omicron variant. The Pfizer vaccine is the only option available for children and teenagers in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
South Africa's regulatory authority has approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as a booster shot, opening the way for administering third doses to battle the current surge driven by the Omicron variant. The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority approved the Pfizer vaccine as a booster shot for people 18 years and older, 6 months after they received their second dose. South Africa's new COVID-19 cases continue to rise. In the previous 24 hours, the country recorded more than 22,000 new cases, up from about 200 per day in early November. More than 90% of the new cases are the Omicron variant. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits plunged last week. The Labor Department says unemployment claims dropped by 43,000 to 184,000 last week, the lowest since September of 1969. Stocks were mostly lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials unchanged, the S&P 500 down 0.72%, and the NASDAQ off 1.71%. This is VOA News. President Biden sounded the alarm over the global weakening of democracy and urged nations to step up efforts to protect basic rights. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
The president calls it the defining challenge of our time in the U.S. and globally.
Will we allow the backward slide of rights and democracy to continue unchecked?
At the first White House summit for democracy, he said all the data is pointing in the wrong direction. The president's urging leaders and experts from more than 100 countries to lock arms and boost democratic institutions. It's a key part of the Biden foreign policy outlook to convince the world authoritarianism cannot be allowed to rise. But he notes challenging it takes hard decisions.
Democracy doesn't happen by accident.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will attend the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games in February, despite a growing number of Western countries announcing diplomatic boycotts. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Thursday the Secretary General had received an invitation from the International Olympic Committee to attend the Games, and he has accepted it. At the State Department, spokesman Ned Price said every organization must decide for itself what to do.
My only comment is that each country, each organization will have to reach its own sovereign decision about participation and the level of participation or lack of participation in the upcoming Olympic Games.
Citing China's human rights abuses, the United States, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Lithuania have said they will not be sending diplomatic delegations to the Games. The boycott allows the nations to send athletic delegations to Beijing while refusing to send any high-ranking officials or dignitaries as an official delegation. A new report says the destruction of wetlands around the world is threatening dragonflies. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dragonflies are found in wetlands like marshes and swamps. Dragonflies are on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's latest red list of vulnerable species. The group's Craig Hilton Taylor says they are not only beautiful.
Dragonflies, especially in the larval stage in the water, are really key predators in freshwater systems. So they eat larvae of other species, like mosquitoes. And as everybody knows, mosquitoes carry disease.
Dragonflies are also a food source for other species. The report says the problem is wetlands aren't awarded the importance they deserve.
People dump all sorts of rubbish into wetlands. They're often seen as areas that need to be reclaimed because they're not suitable for human habitation. They harbor disease.
Hilton Taylor hopes the Red List update alerts the world to the urgent need to protect the wetlands and the wildlife they support. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote.